Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Terrible
party etiquette.
J-Fig?
No. So, somebody brought some carrot cake and some macaroons and whatever.
Yep.
And I said, hey. She said, I'm non-committal on the carrot cake, you know. I said, did you get one of the macaroons? They only have one left. I'm like, They do that at parties. People who leave one.
Yeah, no,
because they don't want to take the last one. And my question is, hey, you ever thought that once the last one's gone, they bring more?
They're not going to bring one more. They're not going to bring more here.
No, I understand that. Okay. But why are you? See, you need to be more like sales. Sales don't care. Whereas 101, they're taking it.
They're taking that last macaroon.
A macaroon. So I didn't get it.
That's it.
You didn't hear me when I said that.
You're terrible at. What did you think it was? Because
I know you circled it.
Did you circle it again?
I glanced from afar. I didn't know what it was.
It's got chocolate on the top.
Yeah, I think, wasn't there like, I don't know.
Not coconut. Even,
oh, that's what it was?
Hey, there's not a whole bunch of things that you could wrap in chocolate that won't be good, right? I'm not a big chocolate and fruit guy.
Not either. I mean, strawberry, chocolate covered strawberries, not a fan?
No,
right,
no.
Fair enough.
Messes with, like,
the palate.
Yeah.
Let's get to headlines here. Just laughing at Timbo Slice. Chris Greer can go to hell. Should I change the lyric?
Here, can I ask everybody a question?
Hold on, let me do the sponsor
okay, go
first.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport in Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
There is nothing that Chris Greer could say today that isn't going to piss everybody off more.
Other than I stepped down as general manager of the Miami Dolphins.
No, he ain't saying that. It makes no sense.
No, I know it doesn't. I'm just saying, like, that's the only thing. Yeah, I agree with you. There's no, unless, like, it's a, I messed up, guys. I bleeped up.
So why do it is my question.
I think he has to. I think you're supposed to do one before the draft. I think that's, like, protocol.
Oh, Patrick Peterson. He's from down here.
He's on NFL Network.
Yeah.
You're not just randomly mentioning Patrick Peterson.
Yeah. He went to, I want to say, South Plantation. I think so.
Retired yesterday, I think. A couple days ago, maybe.
Oh, yeah? Cardinals in a cornerback? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Want to rejoin with Calais Campbell?
Oh.
Wow. I really don't think.
What?
You think Arizona's going to compete for anything?
No.
Okay.
No, but I think like when they, you know, just because Jalen Ramsey's looking for a new team, everybody assumes that he wants to go to a contender. I don't think either he wants to go to a team that's going to give him another new deal.
Oh, that's what you think.
100%.
Okay.
100%. I think
didn't he just get a new deal last year?
Sure did.
Wow.
Sure did. But he has no guaranteed money next year. It's guaranteed for this year fully. Ergo, what are you going to do? Gonna find a place that gives me a guaranteed year next year.
Okay, so I have a hard time with, especially if you're older, getting $25 million and getting mad because they won't give you $25 million for the following year. Right? It's a weird thing for me.
I get you, but I think
I'm not again.
That's what I think this is. Like right. when people are like, oh, Jalen Ramsey just wants to contend, I'm like, I don't know about that. My spidey senses and knowing Jalen Ramsey, my feeling is he has no guaranteed money next year. Probably looking for a place that's going to pony up another guaranteed year for him.
Correct.
You want to know why? He's going to be 31 in October. And if you could get one more team to think, you know what? Jalen Ramsey, that's our solve in the cornerback spot. And then the Dolphins, I kind of get it too, because you're like, the Dolphins are already going into this year with a hole at cornerback. They're already like, we think we have secondary issues. So if the Dolphins, it's been kind of odd, like you've seen all these cornerback mock drafts that they've had. So the Dolphins, if they can recoup a second round pick for him,
mm-hmm.
I don't actually hate it because I feel like the Dolphins need a complete makeover on defense basically anyway. You got three guys you can really rely on. Sealer, Chop Robinson, mm-hmm. and Jordan Brooks. Like, is that the list?
Yeah.
Kanerko, who's solid. Like, he's going to contribute. He's not a star, but he's going to be back. But, like, those three guys are, like, your pillar pieces. Bradley Chubb hopefully will be back to what Bradley Chubb was.
Like, you can't.
I'm not assuming. I'm just saying, like, those. I'm saying, like, that's what you're hopeful for.
You're hopeful
I gave you the three guys that I trust. Like, it's Chop, it's Sealer, it's Jordan Brooks. Like, those are the guys. If I'm missing somebody, I apologize. Hit it on the comments. Then I'll make good on that. But I think you already went into this year with a questionable secondary. So like if Jalen Ramsey did want more sweetener or sees the writing on the wall, is like even if it's not I want more money, even if it's like this isn't going to be a good defense this year, which means I'm not going to have a good year, which means I'm not going to get paid next year, then you get out while the getting's good. You're like, well, let's mutually look for a place where I feel like it's going to work out more beneficially for me. Like, I go to a defense where I can get a better deal next year. So that's what I think it is. Like, even if it's not shaking down the Dolphins, I think it's basically rats off a ship. It's like you see the Dolphins ship on defense is sinking. They let Javon Holland go. They're revamping the whole thing. And so I think that his representation and him looking at it be like, what's our future here?
Let's say this, because I want to be clear on this. There's a couple of guys that played last year on the defense that we didn't think were going to be anywhere near what they were, and that's Chop and Calais. So from that standpoint, I'm going to give a little leeway on that side of the ball because they've seemed to find, even when they brought Van Ginkel in, they've managed to find contributors that they didn't have to go spend a lot of money for. In a couple of, so I have a problem with how things are panning out, but I will say you also have to acknowledge the two guys that they brought in when we were saying the same things last year when Christian Wilkins left and Van Ginkel left. So I'm gonna hold off on that. However, it's also the same person that laughed at us about the offensive line and said we don't know offensive line, and they were horrible.
That's right.
So,
let's hear more of Chris Greer defending his offensive line. Let's hear more of that. That's always good. Just to know what we're in for today when he speaks to the media.
Can I just say, though, if this is his idea of like, we could just replace the corner in the draft, if you look at the last four secondary.
Terrible. Except for Javon Holland.
Fitzpatrick. I mean, but even then, he doesn't hold on to them. So Mika Fitzpatrick, Javon Holland, Noah Igbinoghi, Cam Smith, like, we've done nothing in regard.
No, he's better. Yeah, he's better at finding the undrafted guys than he is drafting guys. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's
or he here's, for the life of me, I can't figure this out. Most GMs wear their draft picks like a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're going to keep him. So whenever you look at him and say he doesn't know what he's talking about, he can hold those draft picks in front of you and say, yes, I do. My success rate is above average with how the draft goes, which, I mean, the success rate was 40%, if that, that's high. So,
and he's got 10 picks this year.
Right. So nine. So he says that. However, you have no argument when you let him walk. Because none of your guys are here.
But maybe the thought is, like, if we can get something for Ramsey, he's not going to be pleased here anyway because he's already kind of, you know, moody or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the thought is, can we survive with, like Dave Stout says, Artie Burns, whoever that drafts somebody, Storm Duck. And mm-hmm. like you always say, if you have a monster pass rush, that'll help. You're going to have pass rush reinforcements this year.
Correct.
Maybe they find something there, and that's their way of playing.
It could be the thinking of it.
I don't really – honestly, like, look – It's not – I don't mind the Dolphins resetting here a little bit because I don't think they're close. I think there has to be an element of the Dolphins having to reset. It's just I don't trust the person who has to be in charge of the reset.
Because
like, that's the thing that's scary about it. I think looking at where the Dolphins roster is right now and saying, you know what? We probably should move on from – you look at the captains from last year, right?
Yeah.
Three of them are gone in Calais, Teron Armstead, David Long. Two of them are probably going to be gone in Jalen Ramsey, Tyreek Hill. So that leaves Tua, the fullback, and Sealer.
Correct.
So you're going to go in this new face of the franchise direction, which is probably where they should go because they need to figure out. And I don't think this is something that takes 5 years. You look at teams, you could turn it around in 2 years
mm-hmm.
if you figure out your holes. It's just nobody in this fan base trusts that guy making the picks and managing this plan. Nobody believes in him to do it.
Oh my God. Jay Fig looks like Birdie Eilish.
Point. That's four. So random.
Which because I could wait, first of all, if somebody had commented on any one of us, your ass would have flashed that message right across the bottom.
Definitely.
But you overlooked that one.
I was on another tab. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize this.
Oh, sure. Okay. So here's. I agree with all of that. That you could have trust issues with not where the team is, but with who's trying to get us out of this situation. I'm fine with that. I get it. The problem that I have is that I don't, at some point, all of these people in the front office have to be honest with what and where they are.
Be honest, Chris. Be
you got to be honest about it.
Be honest.
Because it's hard to sell hope when you're not being honest. Right? Like, because if people can see right through what you're saying, you lose even more credibility. So I don't need to know what his game plan is. But at some point during this press, I think I want to hear how they are evaluating their situation.
I'm surprised it took that long to ask it. And really, when I said that, and I'm not trying to backtrack, I believe in that, but I will always support a group of guys that have worked with a coach that we believe in, that tirelessly works to improve, and that group did nothing but work, and they still, it's the hardest working group in the building. Like, if you stay after practice, you guys have seen there sometimes, you guys go back out and walk in the locker, those guys are still out on the field working. And so with that group, you know, it started the 2023 offseason. It was, you know, are they good enough? Whatever. And we were the number one offense, number one yards per rush. And so we ran it back with a lot of those guys while adding Brewer, who was, I think, an addition that people weren't concerned about because they were focused on another player that wasn't here. And rightfully so, that player was a good player for us.
Yeah.
Now, we used to have this, me and Robert would have this conversation about college kids. You know what you call a bad player with one more year experience?
What's that, Leroy?
A two-year bad player. For some reason, we all think, like, we do this in college. He's young. He's going to take his lumps now, but when he's a senior, he's going to be better. Says who? So, in life, people need to understand this. You know, in life, you could do everything right, and it don't work out, right? Those guys could be working their ass off and still not be any good.
Not only that, but they tricked Tua, too, because Tua's, like, sitting there, and he's like, brother, I get rid of the ball faster than anybody. I don't need an offensive line. I'm like, okay. I could note it. You tricked him. You held him hostage. That's Stockholm Syndrome right there. Having him say ridiculous things like that.
Stockholm Syndrome. Do you even know what Stockholm Syndrome is?
Isn't that when you get held hostage and then you start falling for your captor's beliefs?
Yeah. That only thing he holds captive is that bottle of Jack Daniels, because Jesus, does this guy party. Oh, my God.
But, hey.
Did I completely?
If you had people commenting about the guys who were designed to protect you, you probably hit the bottle, too.
Did I completely make up Stockholm Syndrome?
No, that's right. You, that was a correct answer. Leroy just doesn't like when you say words.
I was thinking about something else. What's the
It says Stockholm Syndrome is a psychological phenomenon where hostages or victims of abuse develop positive feelings or empathy or even loyalty towards their captors or abusers, often due to a survival mechanism of traumatic situations, like having everybody run after you and you gotta get rid of the ball in a minute, in a second and a half. Nah. Those guys are great. Eichenberg.
My favorite is.
That's great.
Hey, brother, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Patrick Mahomes did that one time in Super Bowl. What is this? You don't think all five of those bums are gone after last year's Super Bowl?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
They are out of there.
Hey, you know what? I also see Patrick Mahomes doing a lot of partying like Tua after that, after playing behind that offensive line. He's going to basketball games, golf tournaments. Oh, yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We never saw him at LIV, did we?
Who?
Kid Rock. Wasn't he golfing?
No.
No, we never saw him.
He'd be because he missed his flight.
Oh, did he?
So he never got there.
Shocking.
He missed his flight.
Yeah,
he strikes me as a flight misser.
I met him before.
Of course, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. That's another one that I need to really investigate, like this Drew Carey.
Why?
He embraced the white trash element of
it. Oh yeah.
I mean, he did a video from a trailer park on the top of it.
Right. What is the thing you need to investigate? No, you're still on the Drew Carey thing. You're gonna drag us to 2 days into this bit.
I don't want to.
He upset someone so much that someone called promo.
Oh yeah,
because they
thought
that was a phone number to call.
No. It wasn't about Drew Carey though. It was about what you guys said about Brad Garrett.
He's not funny.
Not funny.
Not.
How could that upset somebody to call promotions? I don't even understand.
They call promotions. That is crazy.
Can I just tell you?
That was wild.
Nothing about that man is funny.
Nothing. No. Okay. Something is funny. When he was on Raymond, that was funny. That was a funny character.
He was sidekick. Yeah.
Being a giant mope was funny.
Sidekick.
And so maybe it was on me because I had never seen his comedy before, but I was very taken aback about how angry he was. And he's also a giant. So
yeah. It
takes you back. You're like, why is Raymond's brother so angry? So I would say, great actor.
Yeah.
Not a good comedian.
Wow. Any other people that we found in life that do good, either comedy shows or movies, but stand-up sucks? Because I would say, Marcos, you come in contact with this a lot.
A guy
stars in a movie,
and then
all of a sudden he thinks he's a comedian.
For sure.
But he didn't write those lines.
No, he did not. That happens a lot today with the TikTok thing. Like, you're funny on the internet, you do skits, now you think you can do stand-up. It's different. It's a different
animal. Right. That happened with that Matt Rife. Well, like, he blew up in popularity because of crowd work.
Yeah.
But then, like, Netflix gave him a special. Everybody said it sucks. So then he had to come back and do a crowd work special, which...
Yeah. Why you got to mention him?
Yeah,
that's just a recent example, like, he's talking about, because he got famous on TikTok, did he not?
Yes, because he was handsome.
He's not handsome.
Not handsome. Changed my mind. Hate him.
I just think that...
Well, I do want to get you started. What about him?
Well, she's got beef with Matt.
Why do you have beef with Matt Rife? No, I want to know. Why do you? What happened? No, I want to know. What do you mean?
You opened the door.
Yeah, you opened the door. This goes back to your beef with Jeremy Piven, and now you have beef with Matt Rife?
I mean,
yeah.
Do you like any comedians?
No.
Okay.
I like
whiny babies.
So here's the deal. I've always wondered.
Actually, just kidding. I like Hannah Burner.
Oh, nice.
Think about
and
this.
And Chappelle Lacey.
Marcos, have you ever, like, a comedian?
Yeah.
You're letting her off the hook.
You can just look at a guy.
You're
and
letting
say,
her off the hook.
Yeah, because I don't like.
I want to know why she has beef with this guy.
Tell you in break.
So, bad. Most of the time with a comedian, you can look at him and say, that guy going to be funny.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the guys who I don't suspect, though, that are like, wow, this guy's actually pretty funny. But yeah, you can tell a lot of the time.
Like a lot of times, just the way they carry themselves, like, this guy's a clown. He's going to be funny. Yeah. Right?
Michael Yo is funny.
Yeah.
And a Canes
and
fan.
And a super nice guy.
Yes. Yeah. But you can just tell, right?
Yeah.
The people that try too hard to be funny are usually the worst comedians ever.
Hacks.
Hacks.
Bums.
You look at him and say, dude, you're not funny. What are you doing?
I hate when they say something and like the crowd doesn't give them the reaction and they're like, these are funny. You guys are dead. These are funny. And I'm like, I guess
you know how bad you have to.
Funny's funny.
You just
funny.
Want to go on the microphone.
Let me put this. Let me put this out there, Marcos.
Not
and
true.
I want you to take next time you're at and this happens.
Yeah.
I want you to think about this. You know why so many comedians are successful at comedy clubs? Because the people are going there to laugh.
Yeah.
So you have to be pretty bad.
To get no laugh?
To get no laugh. Right? It's not like you at a party at somebody's house
100%.
And you decide to tell a joke. People are paying money to go and drink and laugh. And you stop the laughter.
It was like this Bob Dylan who I watched the other day get real selfish in the Bob Dylan movie. Well, it wasn't Bob Dylan. It was the guy playing Bob Dylan. What was that guy's name? Chalamet? Mm.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Did you like the movie or not?
Chalamet.
Yeah, you know, lacked a little plot. Got to be honest with you. It pretty much was just, here's me doing a Bob Dylan song. Now, here's me doing another Bob Dylan song.
We thought differently about music back then because I'm going to be honest with you. Bob Dylan can't sing.
He can't sing.
There we go.
He can't sing
but
a
an
lick.
Excellent writer.
But,
that was his. That was his bag.
But could Timothy Chalamet sing?
But
no. Look, Chalamet. He did an excellent Bob Dylan. But that's just the movie. The movie is just, here's me singing Bob Dylan's next song. And now I have a song with a drum. I was an innovator, Bob Dylan. But what happened was at the end, spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen the Bob Dylan movie. I'm saving you time. Bob Dylan, basically, he comes up in the root of folk, which is basically,
right.
It's a one man, it's
you
a man,
listening?
A guitar,
right.
And a microphone. That's it. And that's what that's what
it
was.
And he became a legend.
And he then wanted to become more of a musician. And the folk people did not like it. They're like, where's Tambourine Man? He's like, but I got a new song and there's a drum and a keyboard. Mm. And they're like, get out of here, Bob Dylan.
So that's how he got,
he got ran out of the genre. Too much out of the genre.
Somebody called out Kid Rock.
What's that?
Kid Rock is a fraud. His father owned multiple car dealerships. He grew up in the richest part of Michigan.
Believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe it.
You know, I had a similar situation to what you're talking about with Bob Dylan this weekend with T.I.
Really?
T.I. was there. And he comes out and he does about 30 seconds of his song. And everyone's like, this is a concert. This is amazing. And then for the next 45 minutes, he's like, you thought this was going to be a concert, didn't you?
Like, yeah!
Here's mediocre comedy.
Appropriately.
Wait, what the hell's wrong with you?
The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Can you give us a weather update, Leroy, from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call at 866-954-MORE. Schmeathan Schmoling says Tobin is David Gordo.
All right. We got partly cloudy skies, although I'm looking out west, it seems to be a little bit more cloudier. Winds are coming out of the east. I'd say about 10 miles an hour. They don't look like they're too. Maybe gusting a little bit above that. Looks like a beautiful day. Temperature's got to be right around 80 right now. Just a real nice couple of days. We had like a run of 5 days ever since that torrential downpour we got last week.
Torrential downpour.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was that? No, that was Sunday, right? Last Sunday when I was watching TV and everything got cut off.
Hunter says if Tobin was a golfer, he'd be Rory Snackleroy.
Solid.
It's good.
No, you don't talk. Because I just figured
that's
something out.
That's my damage is done.
No, that's my damage is done.
My
wait,
damage
I was
done.
Wrong. Not going to be your damage is done.
Let's get the damage is done. Let's do it.
My damage. I go before you.
I'm going. Oh, you know what? Whatever, it's fine.
Frog boy, you go first.
My damage is simple. Leroy.
What?
You're my nominee. Because how dare you leave the chat? I am
That's my damage inside.
Wait a minute. Okay, fine. Go.
No. I just knew that was going to be both yours. So that is not my damage is done. My damage is done goes to very easily Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins. Boop. Like I said yesterday via text, just when you thought being a Miami sports fan couldn't get worse, after experiencing this heat season, the Dolphins are preparing to up the ante and potentially give us our worst record in the last 5 years. So for that, no matter what happens, Chris Greer, the damage is done for you, bucko.
Wow.
Sick of this.
The damage is done, my friend.
Leroy?
So, my damage is done. Goes to Jennifer.
Wow!
Because you guys made fun of me for leaving the conversation, but all I really wanted it to do was stop, and I didn't know how to do it. And then I realized the next morning.
No, you didn't realize because you asked me, okay?
I asked.
Please!
No, wait!
Let me get this. Let me get this correct.
Then I started getting texts again. And I said, She said, all you need to do is hide the alerts.
Mm.
I'm like, then does it just automatically go away? She goes, no, I brought your ass back.
Yep.
Get over here. I can't even, like, control my own stuff.
I didn't know you could do that either. I thought you have to, like, start a new chat, but she just brought your ass back.
She just brought me back.
Brought you back.
So, like.
Welcome back, mother bleeper.
Yeah. Like, so I didn't even have control over my own phone.
I did have things that I wanted to say yesterday, and I was like, yeah, Leroy, I don't want to bother him, you know?
I brought him back yesterday morning.
Don't want to bother him.
Don't want to bother him. I texted him this morning, but I was like, texted after Slick Rick was right.
Somebody said technology 86, Leroy 2.
Jennifer, what's your damage is done?
Well, no, the whole thing was that he thought the only way to get out of the chat was to...
I was just hitting buttons at that point. I was not aware of how to do it.
So then
I wasn't going to ask.
I literally asked him during break, do you want me to show you how to just hide alerts? He was like, yeah, show me. I showed him like 3 times, by the way. And he was like...
Show him how to change his password, too, because that's going to stick for me.
Oh, my goodness. Leroy and technology.
What do we say about the old...
No, why? Why do I have to change my password
and
every 12
seconds?
And then
he's like, okay, so what happens now? I'm like, well, you're already back on the chat. And he's like, what? How did you do that? And I just brought him back. And that's when he noticed that he was back. So not because you noticed before.
Damage is done.
Can't leave us, buddy.
Yeah, you thought you could get out like that, huh?
Can't leave us behind.
Man, I love that.
What's your damage?
Well, you guys familiar with a man who used to coach one Leroy Horde?
Billiam Belichick.
His name is Bill Belichick.
Billiam.
And let me just say, I got to know what's going on with him in this new squeeze.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, no.
Because have you guys seen the video that came out of her on the practice field?
Well, isn't she also running for something now?
She, I believe, is going for Miss Maine or something like that.
Something
in a beauty
like
pageant.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem with her doing that. That's fine. But I imagine Bill Belichick to be very buttoned up when it comes to football practice.
No, we used to have Bon Jovi running around the field.
Did you ever have one of his squeezes on the football field?
Yeah, that's different,
though. Well, let me show you the video, Leroy.
I gotta see it.
She's wearing what appears to be some kind of a trench coat and boots.
Why?
I don't know. But she keeps going back to the staff. Now, it almost appears to me like she's a staffer. She keeps going and checking on them because the old need to get checked on. And they keep adjusting things. But she goes out in this recent practice that went viral, where she keeps walking back and forth with this Evel Knievel trench coat that she has on with these boot heels.
Question, real quick.
And here she is.
Why the hell does she need to... Why does she need to be matching that well at practice?
Because she's a Tar Heel.
No, but I'm saying, though, why does the trench coat match the skirt and the boot. Like, you're at practice.
Hold on. What?
Well, I think that's
watch when you see the whole outfit.
No, obviously, her outfit's gonna match.
Yeah, she's gonna match, dude.
She's at practice.
Well,
okay. What do you want? She's a beauty queen or a pageant queen, whatever she is.
What are you expected to wear, a UNC polo?
Dude,
did you walk her in uniform?
She's on a football field. She can be casual.
You can be casual. That's what we're kind of questioning here.
Look, that's not like, casual.
I'm not here
did
to question.
She was not going to match.
I'm not here to question anybody's love. I'm happy these two kids are in love. But
makes me sick.
What the hell's going on there?
Honestly, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Also, where'd you get your coat?
Did she have a headset? Did I see her with
she
a headset?
She did have a headset.
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe she was doing something with
I think I don't know. Like, she looks like, first of all, she looks like she's checking his pants.
Yeah.
No.
Did he remember his belt?
Look, the skirt matches the, like,
she's going to match. I don't understand.
Why is the fashion what's really?
Because you're on a football field.
Okay, that's the crazy part. That's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part. Not what she's wearing, but she's wearing it on a football field, not even on game day.
I feel like everything is being lost.
Not even game, not even regular training camp. This is spring practice.
Right.
This is wild.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm just like, what's going on here with Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old squeeze?
What is going on, really?
Is she the head of football operations? Is Mike Lombardi just a mouthpiece?
No, she might be a video person.
I'm not the guy who thinks women know less than men. There's no room for women to coach. I just don't like the fact that if she does have this football knowledge and wants to contribute, that her means of getting
well, the word was that Bill Belichick, all of his UNC emails are CC'd to her.
Yes.
That she that is well. Almost like the organizer. So I don't know if she's basically like his assistant also.
The old because need
the,
help.
The old need help with technology.
They do need help.
They do need help.
The old do need help.
Don't take it back. He's much older than you.
He is much older. Coached you.
Oh, you got chuckles over there, huh?
Like, no. I had to help you go back into a conversation.
Yes, I didn't want to be back.
He's doing what I did to you.
I didn't even want to be in it. You brought me back.
Well, leave us.
You thought you were going to finally leave the group chat?
I thought I was out of it.
Wow. There was going to be another one created.
No, here's what I said.
I couldn't have
I was thinking like this. Damn, how am I going to get back in this conversation? I don't care. I just want to sleep.
Dade South says she looks like a pageant mom. Mm. A little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Time and place. I'm not questioning her outfit at all. I'm questioning her outfit on the football field.
It's really the trench coat for me.
No, the outfit on the football field, I totally get. I would not wear that.
That's the only thing I have a problem with.
I would not wear that.
Right.
Thing. However, your question was, why was she matching? That makes no sense at all.
No, it's
of course she's gonna match
football.
But like,
you're on a football field with no fans.
How dare you match?
If she is a pageant, I mean, I guess you have a superpower of walking in heels anywhere. But like, that's got to be the least efficient place to walk in heels.
100%,
heel boots,
100%
on grass,
on grass,
but white boots.
She's like, give me a playbook. Someone give me a playbook right
she's
now.
She's built like a seminar.
Run the ball.
She's just showing her.
Cat for Life says she's about to sing the national anthem.
Right. You know what? Maybe.
But that's what I'm saying.
She looks like
I'm
she's
not,
about to
here.
Put juice boxes
I'm
and
not,
snacks to the players.
Orange slices.
I'm not
to the players.
I'm not complaining.
Damage is done.
I'm not complaining. That
Leroy,
she's on the field. I'm complaining about what she's wearing at that time.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm not complaining about the outfit.
Dude, but it is odd that Bill Belichick is at this point in his life where this man is like literally, he is the quintessential guru of football.
Can I,
it seems to me like he's got a child as his assistant.
Can I say this?
He needs help.
I'm going to say this. That dude eats and sleeps football. So you best
used
believe.
To.
No. I'm telling
now
you.
Now he sleeps.
And
with
it looks like she's going up to him and saying, speaking of sleep,
with
Bill.
What?
Nap time.
Nap time.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, honey, come on. We got to do Oklahoma. She goes, you can go count Oklahoma drills in your office, big man.
Hey. Okay. Guys like that don't sleep. I'm telling you.
The old needs sleep.
I love a good nap. I ain't going to lie.
She looks like she keeps up his nap times.
I mean,
definitely gives him warm milk, tucks him in.
They definitely don't take a nap together because she got way too much energy, right?
Oh yeah, I don't know what she's doing on the other side of things. She's probably returning all the emails. I don't know.
But I'm telling you, like a lot of people think he just did this to have something. No, I really do believe he takes this serious. I think he's going to be
serious. I'm sure he does. He's done nothing other than keep football serious in his life, but he is old.
I think he's changed.
And
what is he, 73?
He 72. Really has.
72.
He's not the same billion.
And he also.
So he's a 72 Dolphins.
Maybe she is his way to relate to the kids because she basically just graduated.
Yeah.
No.
But like.
You don't think. So let me get this straight.
Here's my wife, guys.
Because I'm telling you. I'm telling you, if there's anything.
This is weird.
That people are missing about Bill Belichick. Is that whether he can relate to players. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Right? Like, you're going to always know where you stand, where you need to go.
Stop.
Gonzalo says, Bill adds blue chew powder to his applesauce.
Yep. Still not going to do him any good on during practice.
They're chewable. How is that a thing?
Makes him easy to crush. Take a break. Whew, back after this.